USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of customers were without power Monday as a storm slammed the Pacific Northwest, forcing some highways in Northern California and Nevada to close. With travel warnings issued in the Sierra Nevada mountains, more than 6,000 flights worldwide have been canceled over the three-day Christmas weekend as airlines continue to contend with Omicron policies that are in place, creating staff shortages. A conflation of events. That's how Dr. Fauci on ABC News describes the latest COVID-19 test kit shortages in America.
The situation where you have such a high demand, a conflation of events, Omicron stirring people to get appropriately concerned and wanting to get tested, as well as the fact of the run on tests during the holiday season. We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden and First Lady Jill took part in a Santa Tracker event with NORAD officials on Friday to speak with callers tracking Santa Claus for Christmas. Father of four, Jared from Oregon, took a poke at the president.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry Christmas,
and let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon, I agree.
A Missouri woman is behind bars this morning.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The James Webb Space Telescope was developed by NASA with contributions from the European Space Agency and the Canadian Space Agency. The telescope is roughly 100 times more powerful than Hubble and is trailing Earth by about 1 million miles in a solar orbit around the Sun. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
National Basketball Association player Enes Kanter Freedom was on Fox News Sunday describing what it's like to become an American citizen.
I remember first time coming here in 2009, my dream to become a part of this great nation because, this country has, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of press. And, the reason I want to make that word part of me and carry it everywhere I go. First, I wanted to educate our young generation because, there are so many problems that are happening all over the world. But I wanted to all the kids out there to research what freedom means, So that word was just mean world to me. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm coming from a country, where when you criticize your government, your family will be in jail and tortured. When you criticize the government, your passport will be revoked and your name will be on an Interpol list. They're going to call you international criminal. They're going to call you terrorist. So more often, I sit down with my friends, with my teammates, and with my, colleagues and talk about how blessed and how lucky we are to be in this situation. And obviously, America have our own problems, but people should feel really blessed to be in this situation because we have checks and balances. So that's why I'm like, this is great.
Mr. Freedom plays center for the Boston Celtics. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.